It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Las Cruces Utilities is planning to raise water rates for customers pending the City Council's approval. Michael Hernandez reports.
The Utilities Board of Commissioners recently voted to recommend a budget increase of $3.8 million to be phased in over 3 years. Under the proposal, the average residential water customer would pay an additional $2.25 per month the first year, $1.78 more the second year, and another $1.97 in year three. Las Cruces Utilities says it hasn't raised water rates since 2009, and that the increases will go to salary raises, operating costs, and capital improvement projects to replace aging infrastructure. The utility says the increases are separate from development impact fees, which pay for new infrastructure. A 1995 City Council resolution mandates current water and wastewater customers pay a portion of the residential impact fee, totaling about $1,100 for each new home. William Bierman, vice chair of the city's Capital Improvement Advisory Committee, says the fees harm current residents and shouldn't go to support home developers.
If the city is subsidizing developers and home builders with contributions from water bill revenues and also in other ways through providing financing and other assistance to the home builders, the city is becoming a partner with the developers and home builders, and they're competing with other residents who are trying to sell their own homes.
Las Cruces Utilities Director Jorge Garcia says while impact fees are an anomaly, it's not uncommon for current customers to pay for new infrastructure.
The gentleman does not agree that that should be done at all, but that is fine. We could easily have no impact fees in water, wastewater, and those utilities would have to fund its capacity expansion like any other private utility, and probably 90% of the water, wastewater utilities in the country.
Garcia says there's no set date to present the proposal to City Council. For KRWG, I'm Michael Hernandez.
In this week's commentary, Walt Rubel looks at Russian interference in the 2016 election and how Democrats have reacted.
Most of what President Donald Trump has said about Russia's interference in the 2016 election has been self-serving nonsense. But one of his claims has a grain of truth. Democrats are using it as an excuse for losing an election they should have won easily. That's not to suggest that the new revelations that came out each day leading up to the election, taken from emails that had been stolen from Democratic officials by Russian hackers, did not have a determinative outcome on the election. They did. Nor is it to suggest that the Russian government is not guilty of a crime. It is. But when Democrats argue that the online bots, GIFs, and tall tales spread over the internet are equivalent to Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor or Al-Qaeda's attack on the World Trade Center, they are badly mischaracterizing the crime. This wasn't a violent crime, it was a con job, and there are dangers to not understanding that. The first danger is not reacting. For a con job to be successful, it requires a degree of gullibility from the victim. We should definitely hold the con artists accountable for their crimes, but if we want to avoid being victimized again, then we need to wise up. The Russian conmen found an eager audience more than willing to swallow the most outlandish tales without a moment of critical thought, so long as it conformed to their preconceived narrative. The Russians were abetted in their crime by Republican politicians, eager to use any damaging piece of information on their opponent for political gain. The one notable exception was Senator Marco Rubio, who pointedly refused to respond to the daily release of stolen emails, explaining that he did not want to assist the Russians. The media was a willing participant in helping the Russians as well. We rationalized using material that we knew was obtained illegally by placing a disclaimer at the start or end of the story, as if that would make any difference. All of us need to do better. Consumers of news need to be more selective, while reporters and editors need to set higher standards for what we report. The second and greater danger of mischaracterizing the crime is overreacting. If you really believe that Russian meddling is no different than an armed attack, then the only appropriate response is to go to war. We would not have responded to Pearl Harbor by passing sanctions against the Japanese government. As Democrats grow more frustrated with the governing style of our 45th president, their comments toward Russia have become more bellicose. That troubles me because I don't know where this is heading. Trump clearly wants to have friendly relations with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. But he has also said that if the friendship doesn't work out, I'll be the worst enemy he's ever had. The president appears to believe that the only two options for our relationships with Russia are best friends or worst enemies. Right now, he's in the friends mode, but who knows how long that'll last. If and when the president decides that we are now worst enemies with Russia, it will be Democrats in Congress who will have to step forward and play the role of peacemaker. All of the saber rattling now may make that potential transition more difficult later. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel with Las Cruces Sun News.
While Rubel's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News, Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.